All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and list the podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge from the Intlakepmch peoples up in the Nicola Valley from Gweishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on healing words. We have a great list of music coming up for you guys. It's the first one is going to be the Kins of Frog Island and their song called Joanne Marie. And we also have some music coming up from our music coordinator, Kanavar. And we have music from Dr. Alban. It's a remix from the song called It's My Life. And also My Sleeping Karma and their song called Barama. And we have our usual co-hosts coming in, which will hopefully be Wegedesk, our brother, and the president of Minicad Park Association, Celia, my brother, Shkwait Shachlach, and Lady Faima. So we're going to start off our show with the Kins of Frog Island and their song called Joanne Marie. And we welcome everybody from all over the world, from England, from Africa, from Australia, from Germany, from China, from Japan, from India, from South America. Wherever you are in this world, we thank you for joining us. And we're going to have an awesome odyssey ride of positivity, human growth, and empowerment. So stay tuned. Listen to our song and enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Queen Joanne Marie, my gypsy queen Joanne Marie, my gypsy queen Joanne Marie, my gypsy queen Joanne Marie.
was an awesome song. Thank you guys for joining us. That was Joanne Marine from the songs called the band called The Kings of Frog Island. And that was dedicated to all the dancing gypsy queens out there. Thank you all for joining us. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from all over the world. And we welcome also our brother, Wegedesk. Welcome to the show, brother. How's it going?
Glorious day, everybody. Eagle Nation, it's so good to be online with you guys. Hope everybody's having a great 2024, and hope you're staying warm out there. Looks like the snow's coming down.
Yeah, it is coming down up here on the mountain, and we're trying to enjoy it as much as we can. And but it's going to be a mess getting home. But anyways, everybody stay safe out there. Try to stay warm and dry. And we're going to get this show started off as well as we can. And would you please lead us through some deep breaths, please, and thank you?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, guys, this is all about relaxation and ease, because the word disease is dis-ease. So for these next three deep breaths, let's just saturate our body. And it really is the body we want to focus on, and we can do that by relaxing it. So let's go with a huge, big breath in, all the way in. And exhale. Yeah, let it go. And if you do a sigh, that sound will help as well. Let's go all the way in. And one more, all the way to the top. Super pure, Chief. That's definitely my favorite part of the day.
Yeah.
Breathing.
Yeah, same here. It's so awesome just to get that air into our lungs and into our bloodstreams and just invigorate us and get us ready for an awesome show. So we have a subject today, and it's on healing words, and I'd love to hear what you have to say on that.
Definitely, Chief. Healing words. When I first heard those words, I was thinking, well, it's got to be like positive, and it's got to be beneficial, and it's got to be constructive words that are like helping to build us up. And then I thought, well, what's the other side of that coin? Is like, you know, maybe words that are kind of hard to hear. But ultimately, I do believe everything is good for us in the long run. Everything is working its way towards perfection. So I dare to say that all words spoken to us are healing words. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they're providing us benefits immediately, or if they're maybe not such kind words that are just a gentle reminder to try life in another direction. Mm. And, you know, the healing part is huge, and also the words are huge. Mm. We are so lucky as creatures to be able to communicate with our words. It may be one of the greatest creations of the cosmos.
Mm.
You know, just, you know, thinking is one thing, but then to be able to share thinking with others. Wow, Chief, as usual, you chose the perfect topic for us to talk about today.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. And for myself, I was thinking about it also from an abstract part of my brain, just remembering, like, there are some people out there that, you know, they don't have the ability to use words, but they do have the ability to share very positive communication through art, through their music, through just a way of sharing it. Not even, it doesn't even have to be sound, through sound waves. It could be visual, and it could be like through sculpting, and all these things are ways of communication. And not only words that have to be spoken and heard, but they can be like transformed into other forms. And those things, just like you were saying, you know, they all have healing vibrations through them. And we just have to have that ability to accept them and transform them into healing words. So I'm just grateful that I get to come on this radio program and share some of all this artwork that we get to listen to and hear, and I get to hear from yourself and our other co-hosts that have amazing words of encouragement and their perspectives on their own lives and experiences. So important to share it all. And through us listening to all these positive vibrations, it helps us heal. And just to share and reflect it back to everyone else around us, it's just an amazing thing that we can do. It's a very big part of this radio station and program as an independent media source that we're able to do this. And it's just such an amazing and blessing that we're able to do it. And I really appreciate and thank you for joining us and sharing.
Absolutely, bro. It's my pleasure. I'm sending all the love to you guys, Eagle Nation, all the listeners, everybody at the campus there up on the top of the mountain. What a special place that is. And please, guys, do remember to check out my website, wegadesk.com. That's WEGADESK.com. Or my YouTube channel is Wega Paul. WEGA and then second word PAUL. And I've got an amazing court case at the end of the month. It's going to be a 3-day mini trial and all about improving child protections and healing. So that's why we do what we do. Chief, I love you, bro. Bye for now.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be hearing from you again very soon. Peace out, brother.
Peace, my bro. Love
you. Yeah, love you too. Bye for now. All right, we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to be getting into the third part of our interview with Dr. Akvan. But first, we have some music that's going to be played just before we play the interview. And we do have with us right now our music coordinator, Kanavar. And I'd love to hear a little bit of words on healing words and also introduction to your song.
Absolutely. I think it's important that we realize that our speech has power, and we can use that power for negative or for positive things. And to be able to heal is one of the best things that you can do. That's why, you know, physicians and psychologists and people in the medical profession are respected, because they dedicate their lives to healing people or providing healing power. And I've always been a big proponent that music has that same function as well, too. It has the ability to transcend linguistic borders and to speak to something universal and something ineffable that cannot be explained through words. This piece of music that I made was created with some sound samples. My partner is from Northern Norway, and she has a beautiful piece of kind of sterling silver and amethyst jewelry, and it has a very distinct kind of jingling, jangling noise when you shake it back and forth. So I recorded a few seconds of that and then created an entire piece of electroacoustic work, taking those samples and being able to manipulate them and create something totally different from them. And I feel that not just listening to music and being able to provide healing that way, but creating music is a healing process too. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in many different forms of music, from composition, performance. I've been a listener in the audience for a long time. And every time I come away from a musical performance or a period of time where I'm creating something, I always feel better. I always feel rejuvenated. So I can totally vouch for the healing power of music. And I would encourage people, especially, to use their powers for good.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. Yeah, when I first heard your music, it was just like my whole brain getting put back together, and I think I mentioned it before. Mm-hmm. I was just like defragging my brain, just like falling into place.
Exactly,
just a wonderful feeling. So, yeah, we're gonna play this, and then it'll go into our interview with Dr. Ackman.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing, and just very beautiful words and wisdom that you have.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. So, hang on, folks, here it comes. Thank you. Beautiful. That was special music dedicated to Dr. Akfan, and it was music that was produced by Kanwar Ashton, the music coordinator up here at CGSF. And it just was so fitting. It was just like I could imagine like my brain shuffling around and getting put back in together just by the special information and knowledge that you gifted us. It was just amazing, just so fitting. And I really enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed what you, the knowledge that you gave me, gave us. And I was very optimistic about my music selection and everything, and but your information is just so rich and so deep, and we would really enjoy to continue like getting a lot of the information that you have and being able to share it out with the rest of the world. We have listeners from all over the world, so we want to continue and be able to bring you to the program, whether it's here live or as we've done before on the radio.
Absolutely.
It would be so awesome. I believe that that's coming, and I feel it, and I just am looking forward to it. And I really appreciate yourself, Lady Fahima, and Salar, for just introducing myself and continuing on and having Dr. Akfan come here. It's just so special, so amazing, and it's astounding. So we're going to continue on with our program, and we're going to ask about your upcoming projects and the things that you're already working on right now, which the big one is climate change, and your involvement in the steps that you're working on. We'd really love to hear your words on that.
Well, climate change is arguably the most pressing issue confronting humankind. And it's an issue that is really about our collective survival as a species on planet Earth, and reigning in the excesses of our materialistic civilization, our consumerist culture, which, because of greenhouse gas emissions, has resulted in dramatic rises in temperature. Each summer now is the hottest on record. Mm-hmm. So the cumulative emissions that we have made since the Industrial Revolution, for the first time in history of humankind, have brought us to a situation where we can experience catastrophic climate change. We already have seen the early beginnings in the massive forest fires and the flooding and rising sea levels and the melting of polar ice caps and what have you. And of course, the idea of climate change first emerged in 1988 when NASA scientist Dr. James Hansen first coined the term in testimony before the U.S. Congress. I should say, though, I remember going to the Arctic in the 1980s and some of the Inuit shaman already speaking about how the Earth was changing. based on their own science, that's a whole other story. But whatever it is, in 1992, the UN adopted a convention on climate change, which was supposed to be the framework within which states would largely on a voluntary basis curb their greenhouse gas emissions in order to prevent these rising temperatures. And 30 years later, we have failed to take the issue seriously. Rather, the major polluters have failed to take the issue seriously, and the climate vulnerable nations are the ones that are paying the price for the folly of others. The scientists tell us that we must keep temperature rise to within 1.5 degrees Celsius of pre-industrial temperatures by the year 2100 in order to avoid the most catastrophic harm. The scientists also tell us that currently we are set to achieve 2.8 degrees, or almost 3 degrees, twice the maximum beyond which there would be catastrophic harm. We must phase out fossil fuels. The science is very clear. In addition, we need to invest in green energy. We need to invest in carbon capture and a whole host of other measures to prevent what will be a dystopian future, to prevent handing to our children and future generations a world devastated by the excesses of our way of life, in effect. So the small island states have already been, always been the canary in the coal mine, if you like, the ones that would first experience these effects, because small islands are vulnerable. They're vulnerable to the forces of the ocean, which of course regulate the climate system. They're vulnerable to rising sea levels as a result of melting ice caps of the Antarctic and the Arctic, as a result of the thermal expansion of water as temperatures rise, and 94% of excess heat is absorbed by the ocean. It's the biggest carbon sink in the world. They are affected by extreme weather events, unprecedented frequency and ferocity of hurricanes and cyclones.